So chances are you probably watched HBO's Hard Knocks on Tuesday night, the premiere episode, and we're lucky enough to get a recap from the supervising producer for NFL Films and the director of Hard Knocks, Rob Gehring. Thank you so much for joining us today give us a little bit of insight into that premiere episode that I know so many people watched on Tuesday night. So let's start out with the episode is in the books. What are your overall feelings after you've seen it?
I felt pretty good about it. Yeah. I got to tell you, the hardest thing about that episode is that you shoot for almost 2 weeks for that episode and end up with 300-some hours of footage, and you have to cram it into that one good hour. As we go, it'll be a little bit less shooting, so it's kind of 1 week for one show, so you can get more of your favorite things in there. So for me, the hardest part was that there was so many things we shot that just never made air.
From the get-go, the physicality aspect was there. I mean, we start out with physical play, start out with physical punches, all those different things. And that's a vibe that the team has tried to put out there. Was that a main focal point for you guys in the first episode, is to establish that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, the offensive and defensive lines on this team, obviously for the team, is a focus. And for us, we liked some of those guys that we started to meet at those positions, so that just made it even more worthwhile to kind of pursue that, you know. It's not just Tyson Cox, it's some of the guys on that line. It's Howie and Baker, and even with Jake being the first round pick, he's actually fairly quiet, which surprised me a little bit. But so that was definitely an area of focus.
Every year that Hard Knocks airs, there's some of those very real moments in the coach's office or in the meeting rooms. And last night's episode really showed the Parade Jerry retirement. Mm-hmm. And that must have been a difficult situation for you guys because it was a surprise. How challenging are those situations where, you know, you kind of have the practice script and everything, but those little storylines off to the side, how do you guys adjust to those kinds of things?
Well, it's tough. It's communication is key. Because that moment happened in Coach Smith's office, we did have a heads up because we have a robotics operator who's kind of watching those things unfold. So as soon as it happened, he got on the radio and got in touch with me, and we started to kind of send the information down the chain from there, which is, you know, for us, communication is a big thing and trust is a big thing. You know, I have to be able to trust all 30 people on this kind of crew of ours that they can take in that information, react to that information, keep it contained, and be able to still operate. And for me, that's what I was most proud of, is our guys kept it all contained. Nobody knew that we knew, and we kind of didn't could pursue it. But it's tough. I mean, I saw him in the dorms like 5 minutes before it happened, and you don't even think about it, and then all of a sudden it's happening. You're like, holy crap, I just saw that guy. Mm-hmm. And so you're just trying to chase it, you know. And you're, you know, first it's, okay, who's got eyes on him? Where might he be? We got to go try and find him, you know. And then it's just, okay, how do we do this the right way? How do we do it respectfully? How do we keep a distance but still kind of get the elements we need? The great thing about it is we have so many people in this crew who have edited before, so they can think like editors. Okay, what are the shots that I need? I need A, B, and C. I got to get this, I got to get that, I got to get this. And so they can kind of think about those things as they're trying to then chase it. So that's kind of how that whole thing unfolded, and I think we were lucky to get what we did. And I think another part of it, too, is we shoot so much that you're bound to also have content. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that the shot that opened that scene was from earlier that day, just because we are covering those units, offensive and defensive lines. So you've got those elements to your natural shooting. Mm-hmm.
Looking over social media, and Twitter exploded last night watching Hard Knocks, but some of the stars that Twitter folks seem to gravitate towards, no surprise, maybe Mike Tice, Brian Cox, Jacques Smith, the rookie out of Tennessee, took a little bit of a spotlight role. Do you expect these guys to maintain their stardom throughout, or can you give us some insight into maybe some other emerging stars that we're going to see?
Well, fair question. I think it really depends on what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, we try to be as authentic as we can. We try to just mirror what's happening every day in camp. So if that continues to be a focus of camp in terms of the lines, then I think the position coaches at those, you know, that are coaching them will be a focus. I think what gets lost in that a little bit is that, you know, we also did a lot with Dirk, and we also did a lot with Mike Nolan, and it just, I felt almost bad because that got lost in the shuffle. And those guys are as much a part of this whole thing. It's just the way that ended up kind of being put together. You know, Coach Tice and Coach Cox were the easiest ones to kind of identify as the leaders of their smaller groups. But there's also so many elements with Coach Nolan and Coach Cutter that are doing the same thing, similar thing. So I think they could be involved kind of going forward as they kind of build into a team model a little bit more. As far as new characters, I mean, Everybody's fair game. Really, it's a matter of what's actually happening. You know, if a guy that we haven't been following at all goes out and has a great practice, you know what I mean, and we're there and we can get the elements to piece that story together, we will.
Now, you mentioned the immense number of hours that of footage that you guys actually get, but can you give us some insight into just how close to the deadline you come before you finally make that decision to send it off and okay it for air?
Yeah, well, I think feasibly we could shoot all the way up through Monday night to get it on the air for Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. That's something we've obviously always prided ourselves on, is getting that show turned around as quick as we can. I think we have one of the quickest turnaround on television, really. And so up to Monday night, if something happens, I've had a little bit of experience. The story I always like to tell is that first year, we were just getting our feet wet with this show, kind of when we reignited it in 07, and they had the Larry Johnson holdout. And then the show aired on a Wednesday night, and we actually shot, I think he signed Tuesday afternoon. And back then, we didn't have all the digital forms we have now to feed the footage back and all that kind of stuff. So you're talking about getting those tapes on a plane via courier to get it back, and there was a guy that was up all night, and he got it done 5 in the morning, and we got it in the show. So, yeah, it's right up against it, because we want it to be as recent as we can. I mean, this show is so good, I think, because it's almost newsworthy. I mean, it's almost in the same news frame.
Yeah, it almost seems like there's a show within the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to checking in with you as we go throughout Hard Knocks after an amazing premiere episode. Fans, make sure to check out HBO, as the first episode will be replaying throughout the week. And so thanks for Rob.
You're welcome.
We'll see you again on AtlantaFalcons.com.